Well, welcome back, everyone, to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena, and this is a podcast committed to inspiring, supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising daily can be a challenge for many, and it has been for myself. So that is why this podcast was created, and it's my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. Well, it's been an incredible week. I've been working on a project here in Kearney, Nebraska. I enjoy doing live theater, and there is a theater company here called Crane River Theater. And this week, today is Wednesday, we have our final dress rehearsal, and we open the show tomorrow, Thursday, of To Kill a Mockingbird. And if you aren't familiar with the book by Lee Harper Lee, it's an incredible book. It's something that used to be on must-read lists, but recently, due to cultural changes, has been on banned do-not-read lists. But this book, which was turned into a movie, which was turned into a stage play, it's something that has stood the test of time over decades of generations, because there's so much to learn from it. That's why this episode of Rising 365 is called The Atticus Effect. This is part one of that, and it's entitled The Same, and this is episode 26. So there'll be a few episodes regarding the Atticus effect. So if you're not familiar with To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the main characters in there is a lawyer, a father by the name of Atticus Finch. So he's a father of two children. He has a son and a daughter, and he is a widower. So he lost his wife. And he's also a lawyer and his town in Alabama. This is set in the early 1930s, just during the Depression. And Atticus Finch is just an individual. When you're done reading the book or seeing the movie or play, it doesn't matter who you are, you want to be more like Atticus Finch. He's got a number of amazing lines and lessons in the show, and we'll unpack some of those. But one of his main focuses is that he is the same person that he is in public that he is at home. He wants the people he interacts with on a daily basis at work in day-to-day activities, he wants that person to be the same person that interacts with his family, his wife who has passed away. And he wants that same person to be the father to his daughter and his son. So there's a number of rows of lines that they describe Atticus as being. He's the same in town as he is at home. He's the constant in the community, because he's asked to do something to defend an innocent man in a time where race played a pivotal part. And there was only one person in the town that had the moral faction and strength and belief to do what needed to be done. Even though during that time frame, he knew what he was doing, there was a low likelihood of him actually winning the case and getting his client free. But he proceeded to do so, because he has this conversation with his daughter, but she doesn't understand why he is so focused and determined to do what the community says he shouldn't do. And so many people are ridiculing him and even saying he's turned his back on his community because he's defending a black man who's been accused of raping a white woman. But all the evidence show that the man, Tom Robinson, is innocent. But it's during a time frame where it didn't matter what the evidence showed. All that mattered was the color of your skin and who you were devoted to. The thing about Atticus and why this episode 26 is called The Same, and the takeaway for us and you, the listener of Rising 365, is the importance of knowing who we are. So the question is, are you the same person you are in public that you are at home? Are you one way at work, one way with your friends, one way with strangers, and another way when you walk into the door to your family? That's the question. And when you watch Atticus and learn about him, he's the same. It doesn't matter if you're a stranger, if you're a close friend, if you're his kids, he's the same, and he's true, and he's constant, and he's honest, and he's kind, and he's patient. And that's the thing. If we are different people in one area of our lives than we are in other areas of our lives, there is a conflict inside of us. We have to pretend, and we aren't being true to ourselves. And there comes a point in this show where Atticus's two children are threatened with being harmed by the protagonist in the show and in the book. And he shows a moment of burnout, of being tired, of being that constant, stable person. He should finally show some anger and emotion, because we can only hold on to that person for so long before we burn out when we're playing multiple roles. And we see this, and we learn this also in the Bible. We see it constantly that we can't be lukewarm. We can't be one way, one place, and another way at another place. That's in Revelations 3. We either need to be all hot or all cold, and we can't be lukewarm. And then we also see in James 4 that we can't have a split personality, basically. It says we can't be friends with the world and friends with God at the same time. Because there's always going to be this conflict and inner battle within you, knowing you're not being true to yourself. So the takeaway for this episode, for the Atticus Effect Part 1, is asking yourself, are you the same person in every aspect of your life? What are you producing? I know there are different situations that require us to respond in a certain way, in certain circumstances, but it doesn't negate who we are as a person. You know, are we at home or at work? At home, especially if you have kids, you're trying to produce and shepherd your children into lives that produce what the Bible would say would be fruits of the Spirit. Not spiritual giftings, those are different, but fruits of the Spirit, that aspects of their lives, when people look at them, they will actually see them being joyful. They will see them being kind and helpful and caring and patient and giving and hospitable and what else? Everything that is positive. That's what the people would look at your kids. That's what we want as parents of our kids to be. And if we want that from inside our home, are we displaying those things out in our work, in our friend places, or out in public? Or are we the opposite? Where are things in your life where you're not the same person? And take steps to become the same person. No matter what people think of you, no matter if you find yourself on the wrong side of the populace, of what's popular, that's okay. You need to be true to the truth of who you are. And if you are a Christian listening to this, how are the fruitfulness of God working through you, how are they appeared to those who see you? Are the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, hospitality, are those being displayed inside your home and when you're not in your home? And can people tangibly see those things in your lives? It's one thing to just say you are these things, but are you actually these things? So that's the takeaway for episode 26. Help you rise each new day you're given is to strive to be the most bountiful person when it becomes the fruit of the Spirit in every aspect of your life. And when people interact with you, it doesn't matter if it's your closest friend and family to strangers, when they experience time with you, they experience something genuine. And you're not doing it because you're playing a role, a character, but you're doing it because you're the same person no matter what situation you're facing. You're a person who bears fruit, good fruit, that people can find nourishment and joy after spending time with you. Well, that wraps up episode 26. That's the Atticus effect, part one. Are you the same person everywhere you go, in every situation you face? Thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I am Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day, for you are destined for this moment. If you want information about the ministry that I work for and represent, you can see that in the show notes. And you can also find the book, the movie, and screenplay in the show notes for To Kill a Mockingbird. Thanks for tuning in and pressing play.